Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ahoy, hoy! Welcome, listeners, to the new Flat Slam. Thank you very much for your continued presence. Without your ears, we would just be some kind of computer program, I imagine. Anyway, you're in for a cracking treat. This month feels like a belter. It's got the brilliant Kerry Godleman and the fantastic Gráinne Maguire. And this is just a reminder to say, please donate. We give a good chunk of our time to make sure the Flat Slams are up to standard. And it would be lovely if you would like to repay our time with a donation. We have an address. It is comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate. Thank you so much for your donation so far. Right, on with the show. It's time to join Matthew and Ben and Tom for another Flatshare Slamdown.
So we start with a sketch that ends with the phrase Flatshare Slamdown. I raise my hands in the air, we whoop and cheer, you play the theme tune, we start the show, we do the show, show ends, we go home, we're all happy. But we will not be happy until the end.
Here we go. Well, we're all going to improvise a sketch.
You'd have to do it.
What?
But you are now. Tom, yes. Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Ben, what is it?
No, it's me.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, my God. Tom.
Oh, there you are, Matthew.
Tom.
Didn't see that there.
Maybe I should stand up. Maybe you might see.
There you are.
Might see me better. It's my fault for wearing a shirt the same pattern as the sofa. That was always
that's what it is. We shouldn't have bought that plaid sofa.
And we should have called it plaid. Like everybody else does.
Really?
Guess what, mate? You've just been played. Now. All this time you've been saying played.
And lumberjack.
Yes.
No way.
Well, listen, mate, it's a good thing we've got our played shirts on. Because this is a top 90s reference. You're never going to guess what we've forgotten to do.
What's that?
We've forgotten to return the VHS of Flubber back.
Oh, no!
Back to Blockbuster Video.
Oh, my God.
We're going to find out the back end of
it. Absolutely. Lucky we got all that sweet, sweet podcasting money. Oh, no! So that one of you is going to have to take it back to Blockbuster Video, mate.
Well, it's not going to be me. I don't know where it is.
It's right here in my hand. Unfortunately, I've covered it with Plaid. So you can't see it. Clarky, is it going to be you?
It's not going to be me. I rented it on my dad's card, so I don't have to worry about the fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Smart, smart move. Well, listen, one of you two's going to sort it out. There's only one way to settle it. We're going to have a...
Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown!
A dramatic pause.
Have we got
Flatshare Slamdown?
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown.
Wow!
The panel show. Hi, Tom. It's nice to have you here on the show.
Great to be back.
Now, of course, Tom, as a regular listener to the show, you know that I say this bit without you talking. So, because it is, of course, the panel show that says, enter selector. Yeah. Making moves, yeah, on the dance floor. Gotta move on, dancing, yeah, real hardcore. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, flat chest, slam down, do it like that. With pappies all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd go wild, tell me what you're gonna do. What you're gonna do? Rewind. The tape from Blockbuster, the return. The tape to Blockbuster, rewind. The tape from Blockbuster, then return. The tape to Blockbuster. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby.
That was
good effort.
Really, really.
And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet my tenants, Thomas Parry and Benedict Clark.
Wow! Oh! That was a thing of beauty, Matthew.
It really was. It really was.
Back to the 90s.
So, Tom, now why does it cause you such distress to return the VHS?
Well, Matthew, I am not going to take the video back to Blockbuster because I looked on the side of it and it's an 18.
Ooh.
And I'm 37.
You haven't seen a film in years, have you?
I just haven't, no. Once I got to 19, I'm done. Three with films.
You're hoping they bring back X. So, Ben, why do you... Cut my losses. So, Ben, why do you blubber when I ask you to return flubber?
I absolutely loved Blockbuster.
Oh, really?
So gutted it's gone. So what I want to do is actually have like a Blockbuster themed funeral when I die. Instead of a coffin, I'm going to have like a big VHS box with my picture on the front. And nice quick funeral, just post me through the quick drop box.
Boom, lovely, done. Lovely way to go.
Yeah. Way to go. Hopefully Bob Holness will be available to... two for two. Okay.
It's not often you come out worse than us on those introductions.
You know what? It makes a refreshing change.
It really does.
It really does. It makes a refreshing change to know what it's like to die in front of your own crowd. Now, but obviously, we can't return the video to Blockbuster alone. We need someone to hold that little letterbox open. So who have you brought with you this week, Thomas?
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jubilee is in trouble.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Jubilee?
Jamboree.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord!
Oh my
Parry.
God!
A plaid
shirt.
Your
head's gone, mate.
Plaid shirt. It's genuinely rumble. I've been saying plaid. It's like the time I thought her suit meant hairy.
It does.
It does.
Oh my God!
No, you know, Christ.
Tom, I remember this. You actually used to think it meant well dressed.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Cause you...
I thought her suit meant well dressed. So you say he's a very hirsute gentleman. Well, anyway.
Yes,
let me carry on where I left off.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
The Jubilee's in trouble.
Oh, yes.
That's right. The Queen's 100-year anniversary that we are celebrating at the Jamboree.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say. We've been rumbled for our right-wing political leanings. People have found out that we're using funds from the Jamboree to heavily fund Brexit. I know. So, before the Guardian could find out, I've quickly had to rebalance the books. I found the most brilliant left-leaning person I could find. Miss Gráinne Maguire, everyone!
Gráinne Maguire is here!
Here to right the wrongs.
Gráinne Maguire, thank you so much for coming on our right-wing show.
I'm actually a communist spy.
Oh, are you? You're a
yes. Oh. I'm a really bad one.
Yeah, that's
because you just told us all.
Well, listen. What kind of a flatmate are you? If you're not a good spy, you're a good flatmate.
I am the best flatmate because I'm either not there or there's drama.
That's good.
This
is good.
There,
this I like a
drama.
Lot. So, well, let's talk about the first bit. What's it like when you're not there? No, actually, don't tell us. Tell us what kind of drama are you creating?
I've lost my keys.
Yes.
I've locked myself out 3 times in the last 6 months.
What do you do? Have you got like a tactic now?
Yeah, so I've got keys allocated to various friends in the general area, but I also have very unreliable friends. So usually lots of very passive-aggressive text messages being like, I'm just checking you're in, are you in? And they're never in. Once, this is so bad, my flatmate said she was on her way home. She was fucking lying. She wasn't on her way home. So to prove a point, I waited on the step outside for 4 hours. Is that mad?
That is totally that is bonkers, yeah.
Go to a cafe.
Yeah. You've punished yourself there, Gráinne.
I mean, 3.5 hours in, I was realising that point.
Gráinne, are you a cat?
When I am home, I'm like very tired and full of conspiracy theories and convinced everybody's out to get me.
What's your favourite conspiracy theory?
I become very like end of days Princess Diana. So I become convinced that all my friends are shady bitches, you can't trust anybody, and that...
Is that a conspiracy theory or just... or do they just not like hanging out with you because you see them more as a locksmith than a friend?
Oh, yeah. And also, you'd be really paranoid going to sleep because they've got keys to your flat.
Clarky, who have you brought along with you?
Well, to balance it out, I've got the most right-wing person I know.
It's Kerry Godliver!
Kerry Godliver is here. Kerry, are you a good flatmate?
I think I was a brilliant flatmate, but there are post-it notes that say otherwise.
What kind of shit did you get up to?
I haven't shared a flat for a very long time with anyone other than people I'm related to, but I have memories of a lot of passive-aggressive notes being left to me, mostly.
Do you think you are better now that you're a mum with kids? Or, like,
I think
do they leave you passive-aggressive notes as well? Well, I think you're perfect as well. That's why we've got you in the show. But
I'm not objective about my qualities. I just should
point
that out.
You don't care?
No, I just think I'm perfect. I'm delusional.
It'd be great if, like, you know, most moms have, like, paintings that their kids have done on their fridge. If you've got notes that just say, come on, Mom, do the washing up.
Yeah, yeah. Mom, you love messy pee.
But if it was still, like, in pasta shells.
Look at what he made at nursery today. Come on, Mum. Can I ask a quick question about leaving your washing up?
Of course.
Yeah.
What was your tactic?
I wasn't that sophisticated. I just was, like,
did you
no
put it
tactic.
In the sink or on the side?
Oh, I tell you what I would do sometimes, and still do, is it looks like it's in soak.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great tactic.
Yes, it's like, I didn't leave it, it was soaking.
It was soaking, it's a great tactic. Yeah.
That's a really good tactic, yeah. Actually.
Splash of water, bit of washing up liquid, out the door, it's on soak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
it's
smart.
It's gold.
Yeah. Yeah. My worst kind is people who load the sink dry. Because they think it's making it tidier, or because it's in the sink, it's going to become cleaner.
You never
Lots of people in, shaking their heads.
You Anyone never go else? In dry. You never go in dry.
A lot of that, that dry sink shit.
The dry sink shit is the world. Well, what are you doing in this sink? We have met our contestants, but who will be Oscar winners and who will be Oscar Pistorius? Let's find out. Still too soon, apparently. Still too soon. Let's find out as we play round one.
Scream at the fridge in Blockbuster with Haagen-Dazs ice cream. You were our rock, but we just lost you to the stream.
Oh, oh, oh.
Walking down to your store would take up half a date. No shitty menus that you had to navigate. Post it back through the Dropbox, £5 if it is late.
Oh, oh, oh.
Let's share a bag of M&M's.
Oh, oh, oh.
And Red Jurassic Park. And your chill.
Oh, oh.
Now we don't leave the sofa and watch movies on our own. Sat on the toilet watching John Wick on the phone. But you can buy Haagen-Dazs in your home.
Oh, oh.
Let's go fucking mental.
Oh, oh.
Purchase an X rental.
Netflix killed the blockbuster. Netflix killed the blockbuster.
Streaming came and broke our heart. Nowhere to buy a Haagen-Dazs.
Wow. Round one is called Short Films. I'm going to give each player a list of 10 films and 1 minute on the clock. The aim of the game is for your teammate to guess as many of these films as you can from your descriptions. However, these descriptions can be no longer than 3 words.
What?
That
We're all thinking it, guys.
Hard.
It does sound hard, but that's how you make it fun. So.
You're going to be such a good dad one day.
It does sound hard. Life is hard. Now, you're not allowed to say any of the words from the film's actual title either. So, Tom, you can start off. There are your 10 films. Ooh. I'm going to put 1 minute on the clock. Your time starts now.
Angry Scottish Man.
Braveheart.
Space Explosion. Oscar.
Star Wars. He should have won an Oscar.
Space Explosion. Oscar.
Gravity.
Yes. People singing badly.
At the Sound of Music.
How dare you?
People singing badly. Yeah.
People singing but badly.
But badly.
People singing
you
but
can
badly.
Pass, if you want to.
Pass.
Massive Ape.
King Kong.
Yes. Electronic Policeman.
RoboCop.
Yes. Devil Child. Woman.
Home Alone 2.
I'm afraid that's your time. The answer, of course, we were looking for, Tom, was...
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby. Oh. Devil.
Can
Devil
I steal
Child
on,
Woman.
Can I steal on the bad singing one?
Yes, go
People
on.
People singing but badly.
La La Land?
La La Land.
What's La La Land?
It's just white people... Save jazz.
Yes.
That would have
four
been
words.
Are you hyphenating words? No.
You can hyphenate white people. We can do what we like.
Or Crackers Save Jazz.
Crackers Save Jazz. That's a film I'd watch.
Perfect for Christmas. So you got four there. So that's very good. And Clark, you get a half a point. But Kerry,
right.
You are up next. Here are your films. You
might have game.
Kerry was so ready to go, she didn't even bother looking at the films.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Yes, you're doing it.
Oh, but, okay.
Your time, Kerry.
You can pass it.
Kerry, you look incredibly pained.
I'm really anxious.
Are you doing Home Alone? it's not mine. It's not mine. You have to use words.
Right, so, I'm ready.
Your time, Kerry.
Yes.
Begins.
Stop looking.
Now.
Drunk Singleton's Journal.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yes.
Really good.
Strong. Cracker and Seven.
Oh. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
I'm afraid I can't give you that point.
Dinosaurs in a holiday.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Jurassic
How
Park?
Many words was that?
Was that dinosaurs
what?
In
dinosaurs.
A holiday?
Dinosaurs. I just said dinosaurs. This is my time.
Okay. Yes, Mum.
Cannibal.
Cannibal, so a
cannibal.
Cannibal.
Welsh cannibal.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Sinking ship.
Titanic.
I'm doing this with two words.
Okay.
Sometimes one.
You bought some back.
Did you say dinosaurs on holiday? She did, didn't she?
Fake orgasm.
Go on, I'll let you...
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally, yes, absolutely right. Well done, Kerry, that was fantastic.
Very good. Dinosaurs on holiday. That's the best description of Jurassic Park I've ever heard in my life.
Five there, very, very
really good.
Good. 5 points there, yes.
She's not got Snow White. Good.
Okay, so Gronje, you are up next. You're going to be giving to Tom, and your time starts now.
Annoying... French girl fringe.
Amelie.
I count four.
Hugh Grant.
Four weddings.
I count 12.
Dead people pottery.
Ghost. Really
very
good.
Nice. Very
really
nice.
Good.
Lovely.
Yes, please. We're off.
Very strong.
Kevin Costner, tights.
Oh, Robin and Prince of Thieves.
Hey!
Okay, the best film ever.
Sharks on Holiday.
Jaws!
No roads there!
Waterworld?
Time Machine, Teenager.
Oh, hold on.
Back to the Future!
Whoa. I'm not going to allow it. Go on, next one.
It's tough but fair.
Tough but fair.
Peru.
Rocky.
I'm afraid that's your time.
It was Judge Dredd.
That was great. This is the best night of my life. Are you really enjoying this? That was fucking brilliant.
It's good, isn't it? We're having a nice time.
Great.
I'm going to give you 5 points for that. Congratulations.
Easily
Ben,
five.
Finally giving to Kerry.
You should do this professionally.
I know.
So, Clarkie.
Yes, mate.
Your time begins now.
Bad Robot. Schwarzenegger.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Come on! bullshit.
Camcorder.
I know.
Camcorder, shaky.
Blair Witch
scary.
Project.
Yes.
No, I'm not
space.
Having
space.
This is what you got, mate.
Space. Face hugger.
What?
Face hugger. Space.
Alien.
Yes. Space. How?
2001 Space
yes.
Odyssey.
Can't say space.
Oh, that's a good
it's
point.
Not just okay. a minute.
Okay. Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden.
I don't know who that is.
Great. You've already had 2 words. Brilliant.
You wasted seconds with that R.
I love how competitive Gary is.
Bullshit. Come quicker.
Pitt.
What?
That is...
That sounded really filthy.
I tell you what. I did.
You're right, Clarkie, that was a shit show, mate.
Come on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There was a lot of dithering there, Clarkie. Okay. You only got 3 points. So
parlor games don't bring out the best in me.
I love it. You're gonna be at home with my family in Wolverhampton at Christmas. This is what really, it goes.
Tyler Durden, though, we all had it, right?
What was it? Oh.
So, Ben, at the end of that round, what does it do to the scores?
Ben and Kerry have 8.5, Tom and Grania have 9.
Oh!
Well.
Please.
Tom and Grania are currently in Tinseltown, whilst Ben and Kerry wear a tinsel frown.
Yeah.
But it could all...
And there's a lot of tension over there on that team.
Yes, believe.
Yeah.
Great. I'm getting a real dressing down over here.
Stop sounding like you're enjoying it.
Anyway, it's time for round two. It's Flat Games.
Games. Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold. 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 Gold.
Listen to that. Listen up, Comedy Central.
So this week we are playing our version of FIFA, which we're calling Queen La FIFA.
Hello.
I'm going to ask each player to sing a Queen song, changing the lyrics to describe a famous sports person.
FIFA, it works.
That is what
it
I call
out.
Total podcasting. It checks out.
Five stars. Leave your review
Leave
on iTunes.
Review. I'll award points for correct guesses, fair play, sportsmanship, tennis elbow, athlete's foot, shirts v skins, LBW, and the Fosbury flop. So
you don't know about sport, do you?
No, I don't know, but Google's a marvellous thing. So let's start with Clarkie, as he is indeed the most strapping. Clarkie, I would like you to give us a rendition of Don't Stop Me Now. Kerry? You'll need to guess the sports star he's referring to. Now, remember, you can't name the sports personality or their sport.
Fuck.
Okay?
I forewarn you, I know no sport.
Okay.
Maybe that'll temper your anger towards Clark.
So it's don't stop me now. Clarkie, don't stop yourself now.
Come quicker, Clarkie.
Producer Benny.
Literally the only criticism that cannot be levelled at me during sex.
Producer Ben, you've got the first note for Clarkie, I believe.
Yes, sort of. Here it is. So,
what was that?
What the first note is. Tonight.
Oh my God, I love it. Are you ending
tonight,
this?
Tonight.
And we got a click of four in.
Bloody hell, we've got a click of four in. and it's tonight. Okay, now remember, watch me for the changes, love. Watch me for the changes. Tits and teeth. Okay, give them razzle dazzle. I really want it. Come on, star strong smile. Give them everything, darling. Okay, your big moment. Tonight, okay? Don't clip, don't clip. Get a very sloppy now, Clarky. Don't clip. Tonight.
It's actually tonight.
Tonight.
DJ Bucket Louse.
Thank you, Bucket Louse. Off you go, Clarky.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I'm gonna run for Jamaica.
Something else. What a build up! But I think. I mean.
Can I just get the start note again, though? Just.
Okay.
Well, now we enjoy it.
Now, Gronje, it's your turn.
Oh, God.
Okay. I would like you to sing us some of Bohemian Rhapsody, please.
Okay.
Yes.
And again, you don't need to do the whole song. We've had a Clarky's book. We're going to start with the mama bit.
Remember, it's tonight.
I
just shot a man. Okay. Sounds like music to me.
Beyonce, or maybe it's my sister who's friends with her, I can't remember. I'm so successful, my daddy's so very proud of me. Is it me, or is it my sister? Just got married.
Are you Serena?
Yes, I'm Serena.
I've just realised the comedy value in letting the person sing it out.
Thanks, competitive Terry.
Sorry.
Usain Bolt! I've got it! Give me the points!
Gronje, that was absolutely amazing because I said you couldn't mention tennis, but you could have said racket, ball, any of those things that get used in tennis, but you completely eschewed it. You started talking about how proud her father was. But we got there in the end
it
and we
worked,
loved it, very much. I realise I've not given you points, so I'm going to give for that round. Ben, well, we hardly knew you, Ben. We'll give you the 5 points for getting the correct answer, but I'm also going to give you another 3 points for a beautiful tonight. And Gronje, I think I'm going to give you 10 out of 10 there. That's it, 10 out of 10, yeah. Okay. So, Kerry, you're up next.
Do feel free to jump in.
Now, you know what? For once in my life, I'm going to really take my time.
So, Kerry, we would like you to give us a We Will Rock You.
Oh, God.
And Ben needs to work out precisely who you're rocking. Now, DJ Bucket Lads.
I can't fully remember how it goes.
Okay, that should be entertaining.
Okay.
Should have prepped.
So it's not a big singy number anyway.
Nah. It's not a big singy number.
It's like a rap.
It's almost like a rap, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like a rap, yes.
So in a lot of ways, Freddie Mercury was the first ever rapper.
He was.
Yeah. Crackers save rap.
DJ Bucket Louse, can we hear the music for this, please?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Do I start now?
I guess you start now, yeah.
What am I not allowed to say again?
Oh, okay, so you're not allowed to say the name of the person.
By now, we meant
or the sport they take part in, okay?
All the sport. Okay. Any of the instruments they use for the sport.
Is that what you do, a spoken word version of this? Because come on, mate.
Okay. He's got sideburns and he rides a bike and then that's it. He's been to France.
Would you?
Let's get to the chorus again.
Bradley Wiggins!
Say it again!
Okay, Bradley Wiggins is correct. I'm going to give you... So, that was a gorgeous rendition of We Will Rock You. I'm going to give you, I think... 2 points.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For the performance. Oh, but of course, a top 5 points for getting it correct. So that's 7 points there.
Yes.
Congratulations. And Tom.
Hello.
Over to you now, because this is a crazy little thing called love, but Gronje, who is Tom crazy about?
Where do I come in?
This lady is a lovely lady. She threw a stick for Great Britain way back in the 80s. She had an afro. Crazy little chick she was. Oh yeah, well she won a medal, probably at the Olympics. She had a slightly strange old name that we thought was funny in the playground. She was a legend when she threw a little stick for Great Britain. Oh yeah, instrumental. Throw the stick.
I love that. That was a fantastic version. I'm already, whether or not Gronje can get it, I'm going to give you top 5 points for the song. Gronje, do you know who Tom was crazy about?
Can I reply in song?
Yes.
You have to remember, I'm from Ireland. So I don't know many of your sports personalities, especially ones who peaked in the 80s.
It's a really good song.
A very good song.
Can we do a Seal?
Only if you sing it in the style of Seal. That's the rules.
A kiss from Fatima Whitbread.
It was. A rose by any other name would be called Fatima Whitbread. So congratulations, Clarkie. You get the 5 points in that instance. We should have made it flatly, really, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Your top sports personality. So, producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round? The tune of another one bites the dust.
Tom and Gronje have got 24. Ben and Kerry have 28 and a half.
No! Oh!
28 and a half. Well, from a sporting lesson to court in session, it's time to play Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week...
I know it's late, guys, but this is the best flat slam we've ever done. I hope you appreciate that. You're witnessing podcast gold.
So, folks, if you're listening at home and you'd like to come down and match the enthusiasm of the crowd, good luck. Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And this one comes from George, who is in the audience. George, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Lovely spelling of George. G-O-R-G.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't my writing.
Oh.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
I was just being lazy. Goodness.
You're being lazy. You
asked someone get
else
someone else to write for you.
Do you have courtiers or something? Are you a medieval queen? George, how are you doing this?
Oh, yeah, you know. We just had a lack of ideas and I proposed one.
You had a lack of ideas. So you're here in a team?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, let's read the beef first of all, then we'll chat to the team. Here is the problem. So there's two things, really, actually. The first one's not that important, I don't think, but the second one, bless you.
Thank you.
The second one is, okay, living with a couple and they leave washing up in the sink. Also...
Whoa, I've expressed my feelings on that.
Whoa.
So annoying.
Hold on. Is it dry? Are they doing it dry?
Doesn't matter, it's fucking doesn't, annoying. Does,
yeah. Okay. This is my kind of team over here.
Okay, you don't yet know whose side you're on. So...
you've committed early.
You've committed early to George. So, living with a couple, forget the washing up. This is key. There's also... couple whispering.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. Right.
Enough to make you leave the room. Oh. What could I say or do to stop this?
Or whisper.
Or make them leave the room. Now, George, they're not here tonight.
No,
they're whispering at home.
They are.
If they were here, they might be here, we just haven't heard them. Very quietly in the corner. The man with sunglasses can't see them. We can't hear them. They're invisible to us.
If we hush for a second, we might be able to rat them out.
Sorry, it's getting late, isn't it? It's getting late. Okay, can't you quicker?
So, Ben and Kerry, you are going to be on the side of George.
Of course we are! You're absolutely right, George.
Tom,
Grania, we've been dealt a dry sink there. As it's the train. That is a real dry sink.
Now I know why the O.J. Simpson defence team fell.
Yeah, there you go.
Just try and play your cards a little closer to your chest. You're, of course, on the side of the couple. We don't need to give them names at this stage, unless, George, you want to.
Can we get first and last names, please?
I'll give you first. It's okay. Gilad and Ellie.
Hold on! Gilad, Ellie? And who's the other person?
It's Gilad and Ellie, and which you would know if you watch Game of Thrones. So, George, talk us through who else you're here with. You're here with an entire team. Who else have you got?
Your entourage.
We've got just a lot of South London friends.
A lot of South London friends. Now, who lives in the flat?
None of these people.
Okay, right. but they've been round and they've heard the whispering and they've been forced out of the room at some point.
No.
Well, okay, fair enough. Made it seem...
Oh, hang on. So you've got no reliable witnesses. Interesting, interesting. Okay, now we're in. Now we've got a case, Grania. The glove does not fit the hand, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
If the washing gloves don't fit, you must acquit.
Yes, please.
It only took two members of that team to work out what the phrase was. Johnny Cochran there late at night going, the gloves must fit the hand. I've got it. Must fit the hand if you want to take the stand and then be found innocent. Okay, so
George, is it just the three of you?
No, I live with another.
I live with another.
It's very cool.
In a Shakespeare play, I live with another.
He's off.
Is he a brother from another mother?
I'm not.
Don't play the race card.
card. That's our trick.
He's often out away with his girlfriend.
Bore off, mate. But they're whispering as well, are they?
So let
George,
let's
begin.
Clarky, just before we begin.
Clarky! You saucy bastard! It's 2018, for fuck's sake, your time's up! Jesus Christ! Wear the badge, mate!
Clarky, what I meant to say before you start asking questions is, before we begin, let's have a quick cross-examination. Okay. You're absolutely right. Clarky, you had a question.
Okay, what's your phone number? Sorry, no. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Any questions about the case, please?
I'd like to know the context of the whispering. For example, might they just be talking about you?
And
how you're round with your fucking team again.
Conjecture.
Oh, she's brought her team back, has she? Did she ask for the team to come round? No.
Mr.
The team are here.
Mr. Parry, that is conjecture and you know it.
Oh, I'm just asking. That's
no, you're not.
Question.
You're leading. You can answer the question. What sort of things do they whisper about?
Well, I don't know because I can't hear them.
That's a good point. It's a good
point.
Stone
wall defence.
Do you know what? Put the gloves on the hand.
So, have they always done it, or is it sort of built up gradually?
Ever since I've lived with them, yes.
They've always done it.
You invaded their territory, they could speak.
You are leading.
I have a question.
Of course.
Did you know there were a couple when you moved into the flat?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Did they ask you to live with them?
Yes.
Oh. Did you just walk in?
Mr. Parry.
It's not how housemates work, mate. what are their jobs?
Editor and cameraman.
They should know better.
They should, yeah.
Two jobs where you famously have to be quiet and set.
Do they whisper with anyone else or only each other?
Only each other.
So it's not like a throat condition.
Can I ask you, George, are you coming out of here?
What?
I said, are you quite hard of hearing? Put that on the record, everyone.
I'm going to allow that because that was proper Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny.
Are you single?
Yes.
Are you happy with that?
Why are we obsessed? Why are we obsessed with her marital status?
She might be bitter and yeah, judging them.
No.
Wow,
no,
I like this. You're on her side.
Oh, yeah, shit. Good for you.
Oh, the case has turned.
So Kerry has established that all single people are bitter, so
no,
don't let
just
that influence
her.
Your... Can't you not make it any better?
I haven't thought it through.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a graphic designer.
Famously loud.
Oh, it's
agree. Bloody sounding off. Yeah. Can you pass me that ruler?
Oh, I work in Soho. All the traffic, all the noise.
Yeah, blah, 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 team.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to end the cross-examination there because it was getting ugly.
So both sides.
From both sides.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Basically, everyone turned on George, and George, I'm so sorry.
I was on your side.
Until a point.
It's all right. There's five of them. They can take it.
Okay, now, Kerry, you have a minute to begin the case for the...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a minute to do what?
To begin the case...
I haven't got to sing it.
...for the prosecution. No.
But you can if you want, eh?
You can do if you want to make it stretch out the time.
Tonight.
So you have a minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Now remember, you
Which
are
means
on,
what? That I'm on their
you're
side.
You're on George's side, okay? And you're against, of course, Gilead and Ellie. Your time.
Am I doing it?
Yes,
now?
Yes. Well, you weren't, but I started the timer, so I'm going to stop it, and now I'll start the timer.
Why didn't Salon say, can he help?
He'll help in a bit.
Oh, you want to tell
look at you and smile?
Well, that's fucking useless.
That's what I do. I mean, talk to these two.
Yeah. It is quite helpful sometimes. Your minute starts now.
Well, when you're around couples that are being schmaltzy and romantic with each other, it's nauseating, isn't it? And also, people should know, like, when you're a kid, if you whisper, you're told, aren't you, by a proper grown-up, you shouldn't whisper. It's rude to whisper. Someone should have said to them at some point in their development, it's rude to whisper, shouldn't they? Maybe that's you, George. Maybe you're going to have to do that and say, look, I know this is awkward for all of us, but it's really rude to whisper. How long have I got?
30 seconds.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm running out of things. I mean, I think I've said enough.
Okay, in which case we'll end it there. Kerry Goneman, everybody.
All I do is apologise to Ben.
Like, and then scream at him. He doesn't know where
it's
he's coming
annoying.
Or going.
It doesn't take.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So, Grania, your minute begins now. And remember, you are on the housemates' side.
Too right.
Okay. You have exactly 1 minute. If you want to use all of it, that'd be great. Your time starts now.
So, Prince George, yeah. We have to see it from the flatmates' point of view. They had one room in the flat. They thought it was one person. One person was moving in. Oh no, she had a gang, an entourage, a flock of emotional support peacocks that have swanned into their flat.
Lots of bird references going on.
And I just think we have to see it from their point of view that they're overwhelmed. They don't know who's going to be in the kitchen when they get up in the morning. Imagine all of them queuing for the bathroom, for the shower in the morning. It must be traumatising. So I think they're probably just whispering to each other, are you okay? Are you okay? How many are there? I don't know. They all look the same. So I am very much,
Five seconds. I think,
you have to think of it from their point of view and they're scared.
That's your time. Scared. Fantastic. Ronnie Maguire there, opening the case for the defence. Now, George, how do you think it's going so far?
I feel I'm being grilled.
You really are. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Ordinary. I should have been more supportive.
You should have been, really. You're on her side. Have you got something else you want to say? Because you still have 30
well,
seconds.
Just sorry.
Okay, sure.
That's okay.
Always great when your lawyer says sorry to you. You know it's a good sign as he's packing away those gloves. Sorry. Thought it would rhyme. So, Clarkey, you are going to conclude the case for the prosecution.
Absolutely.
You have a minute 30 this time because Sir Kerry's
got
to roll over.
Oh, my God. Oh,
sorry.
Nice to have a catchphrase, isn't it? So, Clarkey, your minute 30 begins now.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say there's nothing wrong with having a group of friends. A group of ladies come round to your house. I don't know what the collective noun is. A legend of ladies come round. And also, right, I think you should counter it by shouting everything to them just to bring the general level up. I think if you have a hushed a household, maybe put on.
Oh
my God! Mr. Parry, did you loudly fart during?
That is real sabotage.
Objection! Objection, Your Honour.
What's your objection?
It was a belch.
Oh my God!
The oldest trick in the book.
That's outrageous, tech.
That is really. Could you have not done it away from the microphone?
I asked for it to be struck from the record.
Okay. Clarkey.
How long have I got? Like
26 seconds.
All I want to say is, these whispers, they're not careless. They're callous.
Oh. Wham! Seconds left.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff there from Clarkey. Now, Tom, will you be concluding the case for the defence as yourself or as an alter ego, for example, Berfy McGee?
I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing, your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we heard a lot of big words here today, haven't we, huh? A lot of loud words, yeah. A lot of noise over there from them there big lawyers from the city there. Shouting their words, callous, I don't know. Well, sure a lot of noise in this here courtroom today. This here is a quiet county, am I right? Well, you listen there. The barley on the breeze. Goats in the herd. Hell. Whisper it. The bakery. Yeah. This here's a quiet town. We ain't no loud nor shouty folks like them there people from the city. Hell, they're George and her friends riding in the town having a good time. Let me tell you a little story to any of us here folks on the jury will remember. About 20 years ago now, them there story of them piggies. Hell, you remember them. Out there in Farmer Jones's yard. About to go the way of most of them folks end up on Fanshawe's breakfast. Hell yeah. Barely cook them. No, that's not true. Two little piggies looking at each other, making eyes at each other, hell, like I was there back in the schoolyard holding the fence. They make a run there, little pair of them, man and woman, looking at each other in the hedge. Man pig, woman pig. Ain't no words needed there, no. Language of love. Eyes, snouts, little tails. Ain't no words there. Well, we searched for them all over the county, found them and killed them. No, I mean, it's nature's way, but I'll never forget that night in that there bush. Just them two piggies and me. No words. No needed. No further questions, y'all.
Well, powerful. Can I just say that it was a powerful speech, really, but powerful. Unfortunately, you've admitted to a crime in a court of law, so Fanshawe, we'll be seeing you next week in courts. We want to do shag those pigs. Now we know it was you. So, George, unfortunately, I cannot make the decision myself. So, wise and fair members of the Phoenix, mostly drunk and lethargic audience, if you think Kerry and Ben, and therefore George, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. But if you think that Gronje and Fanshawe made the best case, applaud now. Oh!
That was blatantly less.
Who knew?
That was blatantly less. Yeah, congratulations. Kerry.
Fucking hell.
Kerry and...
We threw it away.
Kerry was already arguing the case before it even called it. George, how do you feel about the decision?
Very happy with the decision.
Yeah, very happy with the decision.
You're welcome, George. Shock verdict.
Are you going to go home and chat at a reasonable volume to your flatmates about it?
Oh, I will just talk at them until they talk to me. Yeah.
One way to do it. One way to do it.
I just had a thought.
A bit late for that now, Gronje. The round's over.
Have you considered you could be a ghost?
Wait a minute, who's George?
You go up to George's gang and they go, no, George died 120 years ago. Well, it's another story for another podcast. But next up is the quick fire round. And yes, we really do need to get that video back to Blockbuster, but it's been 17 years. What's another 17 minutes going to add to it? So let's hear the jingle.
Un, deux, trois. C'est le tour du fait rapide. C'est un tour qui va très vite. C'est pourquoi c'est étrange que la longue introduction. Il est une longue introduction. En tout cas, allons de l'avant. Nous ne voulons pas que cette introduction prenne tout la semaine. Nous pourrions continuer jusqu'à lundi, mardi, mercredi ou jeudi. Ou même vendredi. Nous ne voulons pas que celle prenne une heure ou deux. Ou trois ou quatre ou cinq heures. Cela pourrait durer jusqu'à mars. Ou avril, mai ou juin. Allons y avec les tours de thérapie.
A real test of everyone's patience there. Real test. Everybody's.
It's Google Translate, wasn't it?
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I got it, mate. In the quickfire round, the answers are reworked.
La la la, oh la. Oh la, on fait rapide. Oh, je t'aime. Oh, hi. Oh, je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime, on fait les routes et les rapides.
There we go. So,
I'd like to dedicate that to Miss Nagel, my French teacher, one of my first ever crushes. When my friend wrote a Valentine's card and left it on her desk in French, and she opened it and cried because her boyfriend hadn't given a Valentine's card, and she'd been going out with it for about 5 years. Went and cried in the cupboard.
The cupboard?
Dans le cupboard.
Why did she cry in the cupboard?
Just because it hit a nerve that she hadn't got one. And, I think,
and you, what were you doing at this point?
I was hiding in the cupboard.
In this quickfire round, the answers are reworkings of famous movies. Now, the questions will take the form of a line from a movie trailer, and they're going to begin, as all trailers must, with the words, "In a world." So for this round, I'd like us all to use the movie trailer voice. So if you think you have the answer, growl out your name in the movie trailer voice, and give us the answer after that in the movie trailer voice. So Tom and Gronje, let's hear your names.
Tom.
Gronje.
Very good. Ben and Kerry.
Ben.
Kerry.
Off we go.
I would hate to be one of your kids when you're angry. I bet you're a really scary mom.
I'm really nice.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, sorry, Kerry, of course you are, yeah. Sorry.
In a world where Tom Hanks plays a flower salesman for whom life is like a box of chocolates.
Flowers grow up.
Kerry.
Forrest Gump.
Yes, but...
What do I do?
Okay.
Tom.
Florist Gump. You see how it works.
Yes. We discussed this.
We did chat before the show, yeah.
We did discuss this.
In a world where Colonel Kurtz goes moo.
Tom.
Apocalypse Cow. In a world where Tom Hanks tries to find the Holy Grail by looking at a green frog-like amphibian.
Gronje. The Da Vinci frog.
I've got it, Ben.
I think we need to take a little moment. Right.
I feel loads better.
Clarky.
I love the way as well Ben immediately was like, I've got it. Yeah, fucking everybody has, apart from Gronje. And Gronje got it halfway through the final syllable of the Da Vinci Frog. I tell you what, I like to be a nice host. Grania, do you want a second bite of the cherry? I'll give you a clue. It's not the Da Vinci lizard.
The Da Vinci toad.
The Da Vinci toad, yeah. 1 point to Clarky.
In a galaxy far, far away, women are fighting to get their underwear back.
Tom.
Bra Wars. In a world where Peter, Ray, Egon, and Winston have to defeat Sunday lunch.
Tom. Roastbusters.
In a world where a prince is miraculously turned into a clergyman and his servants into household objects.
Tom.
Beauty and the Priest. In a world where Tom Hanks has to use a razor on a big cat whose three brothers have been killed in combat.
What? go again?
I've got it.
Go on.
A shaving private lion.
Lion is correct. In a world where all the exhibits come to life and beat the shit out of Ben Stiller.
Tom, Ben. Fight at the museum.
In a world where a shopping mall is overrun by zombie shellfish.
Oh, I've got it.
Perry. Prawn of the day.
Prawn of the day.
She's in the game.
In a world where an animated train driven by Tom Hanks travels over some back teeth.
Grania. I got overexcited. Molar Express.
Final one. In a world where an old man and a little kid tie a load of balloons to a receptacle containing some tea.
Cup.
That's your quick fire round. That is the time. Which means we have a winner. So, producer Ben, I don't know how this is going to go. I'm on tenterhooks about this. What are the final scores?
They are close. Half a point in it.
Oh! That's what we like to hear. Good night, everybody. Okay, let's hear it.
One team have 32, one team have 32 and a half. The winners are Kerry and Ben!
Oh! Kerry and Ben! So Tom and Grania have to return the VHS to Blockbusters, whereas Kerry and Ben get to pick whatever they want for the pound shop where Blockbusters used to be. Thanks to our guests, Kerry Godleman and Grania Maguire! We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown, featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Harry, with special guests, Grania Maguire and Kerry Godleman. It was advised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to the good people at the Phoenix in London, to Do the Right Thing podcast, to Orange Park at the British Comedy Garden, to Gwyn Rhys Davis, is that your name? Nice one, mate. And Josh Grant for helping out. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a fun production for British Comedy Garden, the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Thanks so much, everybody. That was really fun.
Thank you so much, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.